Blog Talk Radio.
Truly do appreciate that. So
We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Don't be shy. Don't be scared, as they would say. Today on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adam, I have a question for you to ponder. Do you really know yourself? Do you really take the time to understand who you are? That's a very good thought-provoking question, isn't it? But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a brief moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, I don't know, you know, whatever you need to do. Bottom line, we ask that you support us by inviting someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, and we thank you so much for tuning in and being here. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we're talking about, and we're going to kind of unpack and evaluate the power of a reflective pause. The power of a reflective pause. What prompted today's subject, as it so turns out, today is Coach Adams' birthday. Woohoo! It's my birthday. And as I celebrate my special birthday season and this great gift of another year, I wanted to share some thoughts with you associated with the power of a reflective pause. You see, I've grown to realize the great wisdom in taking the time to pause. You know, so often many of us, we allow the journey that we're on to get us caught up, and we lose focus, and we're just in the hustle and the bustle of the activity of life and things and stuff and that grind, that we don't take the time to pause. We don't take the time to reflect. And when we learn to pause, pausing allows growth to catch up with us. Why? Because we're able to see where we have been on our journey. And so it's important to take a self-imposed timeout. You know, many of us, and I must say, you know, many of us last year, we were in, quote-unquote, a holding pattern, a pause, because of the health crisis and the pandemic, coronavirus, and we're coming out of that. But individuals I've been dealing with in my coaching practice, some maximized that season, others did not, and had to be reminded of this key element of this self-imposed pause and the power to reflect. We have to simply push the pause button and just have a time out. And that's exactly what I opted to do today on my birthday. This weekend, I was so fortunate to celebrate the entire weekend. I did different things, had an amazing time. The weather here in California, absolutely beautiful. I live in Orange County, and going along the coast is always something that's so special for me. And that was one of the things that I did, enjoying good food and good company and all of those various things. Usually what I like to do is I like to do a trip, a travel trip. And unfortunately, because of COVID, that has kind of slowed that down. So it hijacked my plans on last year to go to Jamaica, and I didn't want to be disappointed this year with all of the uncertainty of what's going on. And so I said, you know, keep it simple. Just have an enjoyable time with good company, good food, do simple things, and just embrace and enjoy the life that you've been given. But in taking the time to pause and just really reflecting today, and I opted to just spend the day, me, myself, and I, my choice, I could have gone out with others, but I opted to just have the time for me because I understand the significance of the power of taking the time to pause. And, you know, as I've been reflecting, and I do this often more intently around my birthday, as I'm sure others of you do. I'm not the only one. I don't just do it around my birthday, though, so I want you to know that it's a regular process that I operate in and go through. But I have a different kind of way that I'm processing when it comes to my birthday, and especially with this past year that we have all come out of and all of the light that has been lost. My reflection around my birthday this particular year, it was slightly different. And it was slightly different simply because of what we've been through. And that's what I want us to understand, that this power of pausing is so key. And so one of the things that I have fun and I like to do is I like to, oftentimes for one's birthday, I'll take their name and I'll, you know, give attributes based on each letter of their name. And I said, you know what, I'm going to do that this time for Coach Adams. Why not do that for yourself? Why not take the time to reflect and see what is revealed to you about you? And so as I celebrate, again, this special season and the great gift of another day that has been given, this gift of life, I want to share some things with you that came out of my pausing and around, you know, just this name, term, identifier, title of Coach Adams specifically. But before I do that, I want to give you some additional thoughts around the power of pausing. Because as I opened, I said that, and I asked the question about, did you know that reflection turns experience into insight? You see, when we take the time to pause, there's something wonderful that happens, that when we take the time to reflect, we're able to turn that reflection of the time of reflecting, the experience of experiences of what is revealed to us, we're able to take that and we're able to leverage it and maximize it and turn it into insight. And so now what happens, we're able to see those opportunities of growth. We're able to see those weak spots. We're able to see those areas of strength. But it gives us some great insight if we take the time to reflect and really process through our experiences. And that's a part of what I was doing. I was reflecting on where has my journey been to date. What have I gleaned? What have I learned on my journey? What insight have I gained? And it's so important to take the time to determine. Oftentimes what happens is we're so in the hustle and bustle that we don't take the time to pause, and we think that we're not growing. We think that we, you know, are just in this vicious cycle, but when you pause and you have that intentionality around that imposed pause, you take the time, it gives you the opportunity to just simply be still. And this is the thing, everyone, absolutely everyone needs a time, and not only a time, but you need a place that you can just sit and be alone, that you can be with your own thoughts, that you can be one with you. And that's exactly what I did today. I took the time to just be one with me. I took the time to go to a place that brings me such fulfillment and joy. Being anywhere near the water gives that to me. And I literally just sat on the beach for an hour. I heard the waves. I could hear the water and just, you know, soaking in the freshness of the ocean air and the breeze. And just really took the time to appreciate the life that I have been given. So everyone needs a time. Everyone needs a place that you're alone, not with a bunch of people. And I love people. I'm a people person. who I am is very relational. But at my core, and many of you that are regular listeners, you've heard me say this, at my core is the only child. And the only child is very reserved. She's an introvert. She's a loner. She can go into bear cub hibernation mode in an instant. And nothing is wrong. She's just comfortable in that space. You know, I remember growing up, my mom, she had to adjust, actually, to having an only child. And she had to adjust to having an only child because my mom is the oldest of five. So she was used to people always being around. And here, the oldest of five siblings has an only child who is this loner, who's an introvert, who's very reserved. And it was an adjustment for her because I remember when I got old enough to, you know, young adult, and I had my own car and all of that, I would just call my mom, and I'm like, Mom, hey, I'm going to Palm Springs. Who are you going with? By myself. Mom, hey, I'm going to Santa Barbara. I'm going here. I'm going there. Who are you going with? By myself. And it wasn't that I didn't have other people that I could go with. I did. Today, could I have spent time with someone? I could have. But I appreciate that alone time. I appreciate time to be still, that time to renew and rejuvenate and refresh, that time to just do something that is important for me. And that is so important. You have to do that because that intentional pausing, it expands your thinking. You know, as I was sitting on the beach today, my thought process was expanded as I was reflecting on my journey, where I am, where I've been, where am I going? And I was reminded of the significance of the power of pause. And that, in essence, is what brought out today's sharing with you here on Motivational Mondays. Because I knew that you, our global listening audience, that you would get a great benefit from it. Because many struggle in this area of self-care. Because taking the time to pause, it is a form of self-care. And we must walk in self-care. We must do what we need to do. People will pull on you all day, all the time. They'll infringe their agendas on you and what they need and so on and so forth at the expense of what you need if you don't learn the importance of taking that time and the power of pause. In order for you to pause, you have to be willing to say, no, that doesn't work for me. And you have to hold firm to your boundaries in what you need and be intentional about that. So this intentional pausing, it expands your thinking, and it's so important to create that space where you're able to just process, to think, to allow the creativity to flow. If you're feeling stuck on your journey, if you're feeling like, wow, I don't know where to go from here, I encourage you to do something extra special for you. Go to that place, as we discussed. Go and take that time out, that pause, and reflect, and allow your mind to process and to think and the creativity to flow. You know, whenever I sit on the beach, that is exactly what happens. It's so rejuvenating. It's so refreshing just taking the time to just allow our thinking to be expanded. Now, that's my place. It doesn't necessarily have to be your place, but whatever your place is, you have to be intentional about it. And this is the thing that we must understand as well. If you are a leader in the marketplace, if you are a leader in any capacity, taking the time to pause is vital to your success. It really is. It is crucial to your success. And if you're not doing it, you really have to make that adjustment, make that paradigm shift so that you get into that place of taking the time to pause. And so as I was reflecting around Coach Adams and this gift of life of birth, my birthday and this year and all of that, the celebration of life, I came up with some thoughts that I want to share with you. I've grown to realize that I truly am at my core, and I don't say this from a position of arrogance, so understand what I'm saying, but I am truly confident in God's call on my life. I'm at peace. I'm at one with who God called me to be. Maybe different than who he has called you to be. But the one thing that Coach Adams can say is that I have grown confident in God's call on my life. That wasn't always the case, quite frankly. It really wasn't always the case. I remember, you know, feeling like I was going against the grain. I remember, you know, just feeling like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. As those of you that are regular listeners, you've heard me give that reference before. And so over the years, since God awakened and unlocked the code of purpose in my DNA that was established in the very fabric of who I've been created to be, I am confident in God's call. The other thing that I've reflected and realized that I truly am open to what's on the horizon. And not only am I open to what's on the horizon, I am excited about the possibilities that have not yet been discovered. I'm really excited, but I have to be open, and so I'm open to what that may look like, what that may be. It may be different than what I perceived, and so we just have to have that openness. So as I stated, and these are my reflections that I'm sharing with you that I'm sure, although it may not be your, you know, information around your name initial, it still applies. You have to be confident in the call on your life. You have to be confident in what your natural gifts and talents are. You have to be confident on who you've been created to be. So I'm confident in God's call. I'm open to what's on the horizon. This openness says that I'm not digging in my heels. I'm not clutching and holding on with resistance. Hear the word, with resistance to possibilities that are unknown. I'm open to that. You know, if you close your fist, you can't get anything in it. But if your hand is open, it's now in that position, the posture to receive. But if the fist is closed, it's not in that posture to receive. And so that's what I'm saying. When I say that I've grown to realize, and as I reflect and pause, that I'm open to what's on the horizon. And just the thought of what's on the horizon, because that puts me in a hopeful place, it gets me excited. I don't know about you. Are you excited on your journey? Do you feel like the vibrancy of life? Do you feel this, you know, excitement and passion for life? If you don't, you need to step back and pause and evaluate the why. Dig into and understand why. Because when you have the confidence of the call on your life, then you can connect with the greater purpose, the higher call of purpose, and connect with that why. The other thing that I, in my reflection time, that I want to share with you is that I am appreciative for another year of life. And that is so important. So often we focus in on what we don't have. We zone in on and we get into this downward spiral of what we don't have instead of appreciating what we do have. This heart of gratitude that appreciates what we do have. You know, we cannot take this very life, the breath in our bodies, lightly or for granted. But we must appreciate it because the reality is many people did not rise and awake today, on this day, March 29th, 2021. Many did not wake up today. So the mere fact that you were given the gift of breath and the opportunity to wake up, you should really appreciate that. Not only should we appreciate it, but we should cherish every moment. The simple abundances of life. Cherish every moment. Like today, I was cherishing the moment to take a drive, to tuck away into one of my little hideaways, to sit on the beach, to hear the waves, to feel the sun on my face. At one moment, I sat there and I closed my eyes and I was listening to worship and I was just soaking the environment of the waves subtly and the breeze and all of that in as I was soaking in God's presence. Cherish every moment. Cherish every moment. Don't take each moment that you have lightly or for granted. And in each moment, appreciate and see the insight, as we spoke about, of the experience of what you've been given. Sometimes the insight may come from a hurtful situation, but gain the insight. Because when you're able to gain the insight from that experience, good or not so good, the insight now becomes life lessons and wisdom that support you as you continue to grow forward. So as we back up and recap, be confident in the call on your life. Be open to what's on the horizon. Appreciate the years that you've been given, whatever that may look like. You know, I think about, for example, my dad. He lived until 55. Many would say, wow, that was young. And so a large part of my life, I've not had my father, my adult life, because of his graduation to heaven. I could easily get caught up in, I don't have my dad. And please don't misunderstand me. I miss my dad. I miss my poppy. I was just sharing with a very dear friend of mine. I said, I miss my dad. But I appreciate and cherish the time that we had. I don't get caught up in this downward spiral of what we did not have, what we don't have, but rather I appreciate and cherish what we had. I was sharing with a dear friend of mine. I said, I used to love almost every Sunday I would go and visit my dad. And I would go and visit him, and he would cook throughout the week because he's from Louisiana. And he would cook something yummy throughout the week, and he would put these little containers in the freezer for me throughout the week. And I would go on Sunday, spend this special time with my dad, and I would leave with some yummy, yummy, delicious food for my stomach for the week from Dad's kitchen. That is a very important, cherished moment that I have. Don't take the moments that you've been given lightly. Don't take the years that you've been given lightly. And know that as long as you have breath in your body, it's never too late to fulfill your dreams. I know many of you are saying, oh, Coach Evans, you don't know how old I am. I understand. I understand. You think it's too late. You know, I've referenced Kentucky Fried Chicken, Colonel Sanders, Harlan Colonel Sanders, on a number of occasions because of him starting and being the founder of KFC late in life, in his 60s. So it's never too late to fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. So appreciate. Don't get caught up in the time that is beyond you, that you cannot change what has already happened in the past. But you can truly move forward and embrace the moments that you have and appreciate the years that you've been given. Have a heart, as I stated earlier, filled with gratitude. That is one thing I so appreciate. The journey that I'm on, I don't take my journey lightly or for granted. I don't take the opportunities that have been given lightly or for granted. You know, I know what it feels like. I've been there to not be living life on purpose. And because I know what that sensation is like, I really appreciate, as we're talking about this pause, the reflective pause, I really appreciate the journey of purpose that I'm on. Are you appreciating the journey of purpose that you're on? Do you approach life with a grateful heart? Not looking at what you don't have, but appreciating what you have, as I did today, appreciating, one, the ability to take a drive and go sit on the beach. I appreciate that. My heart is grateful for that, to have a nice road car, to get on the road and to be able to take a drive, to appreciate a beautiful day here in California. I was talking to one of my dear associates from the East Coast, and we were talking, and I told them, I said, don't hate me because they asked me how was the weather. And I said, you don't want to know, because they were dealing with 40 degrees. I'm like, ooh, it's 80 here. We're having a beautiful California day. And so my heart is grateful. That may seem very simple, but those are things to not take for granted. And so then sitting on the beach and being able to soak in some vitamin D and to be able to social distance away from others and be safe in the process of doing that with all of what we've come through. I remember last year was one particular holiday. I wanted to go to the beach because I love just being near the water. And I took a drive to one of my beach areas and the beach was closed. And so being able to have that freedom to do that today, yes, my heart was grateful. So don't take those moments lightly or for granted. Have a heart that is filled with gratitude. You know, I often say, can you find the good in a situation? I'm not perfect. I'm really not. But I fight to find the good in the situation. I had this dear associate, and I tell you, if there was something bad to be found in a situation, boy, would she find it. You know, I've always been an optimist, and now, being that I am a Christian, a believer, I'm an eternal optimist. I mean, it's like, ooh, I'm always trying to find the good in the situation. It doesn't mean that I don't have challenges, but it means I understand that my focus is key. What are you focusing on? Allow your heart to appreciate. One of the things that you can do, and I share this with my clients in my coaching practice all the time, simple abundance, appreciate whatever you can find, not the grand things. Yes, you can capture that as well. But if we increase our capacity to appreciate the simple things, and you can do that by way of journaling, so capture five things. Mine is full today because of the journey that I was on. The nice weather, that's a simple thing. It didn't have to be the beautiful weather today. Being able to sit safely on the beach. Didn't have to, that the beach was open. Have a delicious meal, whatever the case may be. So appreciate. Have a heart filled with gratitude. One of the things that I appreciate is I appreciate the opportunity to serve others. Our life is not just for us. It's so that we make an impartation into the lives of others, that we add value into the lives of others. Our journey was not designed for us to just take, but rather for us to make a deposit here on the earth in the lives of others, in whatever your capacity may be. It just so turns out that my capacity is the coach, speaker, teacher, trainer. That's my capacity. But whatever your capacity may be, you are not here just to take. You are here to give and add value. You're not here to be a liability. You're here to be an asset. And so how will you accomplish that? For me, I appreciate my capacity to be able to serve others, to partner with others on their journey, to walk alongside fellow travelers who are looking to discover their purpose, who are looking to level up and move to the next level, That is my core. That brings me great fulfillment. And so I appreciate the opportunity to serve others. I am driven and focused on purpose. I'm driven by purpose. Now that I know what my purpose is, that is the driver for me. It should be the driver for you. You know, it's so interesting. I have so many different types of conversations. I was having a conversation with someone. They said, oh, my God, that person is like a crazy person on their vision. I said, they should be. And you shouldn't hate because they have a vision and you don't. That's why you're hating. I mean, they just were, yeah, because that's their passion base. Just like with me. I encounter anybody. It's my passion base. If I have a coaching opportunity, I will coach you. It's in my DNA. It's who I am. And I've had people say, I don't want the coach. I remember I was having a conversation with someone, and she said, I don't want the coach. I just, well, that's who I am. Now, can I put a pause on that for the moment of what you're saying you need? But you're, in essence, you're saying, if you're coming to me seeking advice, you're saying, I want the coach. But you may not like what the coach has to say. And so we must be driven by purpose. We must have that clarity of purpose. So key. What have you been created for? To do. It's coded in your very DNA. And so if you haven't unlocked that code, you need to go on that journey of discovery to unlock it. So for me, I'm grateful that my journey is driven by purpose because I know what it's like not to be driven by purpose. That was my journey for many years in real estate. The driver wasn't purpose. The driver was money. And when the money wasn't there, I was disenchanted. I was like, deuces holler, I'm out. I didn't have any fulfillment. I wasn't cherishing the moments because it was just, I was feeling this angst all the time. And when you are driven by purpose, when you're living life that is focused, it doesn't mean that you don't have challenges. So I don't want, for those of you that are listening in, to miss what Coach Adams is saying. But it makes a difference in how we navigate through our journey. I'm sharing with you what I today reflected on in this season of my special day, my birthday, this great gift of life and understanding what I am grateful for. Okay, and so I'm going to go to the top and I'm going to bring it back in and then we're going to see if we have any of you that want to chime in. Again, confident in God's call, open to what's on the horizon, and there's excitement around that because that shows hope. Appreciative for another year of life. I am. I hope that you are too. I cherish every moment, whatever those moments may be. I savor them. Do you savor the moments that you have been given? I have a heart that is filled with gratitude. Just in those little things. Big things too, don't get me wrong. But in the little things, I can be grateful. Can you be grateful in the little things, or are you just waiting for the big things? And so you can't appreciate where you are. You need to make a paradigm shift. You need to shift your thinking, appreciate, serving others, that your life was designed that you would add value into the lives of others. Allow your journey to be driven by purpose, focused on purpose, because that tells you what your target is. You know, one of the things that I've found in my coaching practice, many find it difficult to say no, because they don't have that clarity of their vision, of purpose. And so they're saying yes to all of this stuff, and they're getting burned out, and they're feeling frustrated, and they're murmuring and complaining. Because when you are clear on your purpose and your vision, it's easy to say no to those things that don't align with it. But it's difficult to say no when you don't know, because people are coming to you and it's like, you're like, oh, okay, well, they want me. And it begins to pet you and you're feeling all good and what have you. I say no to a lot of things. Very few things that I say yes to. But I get asked far often to do things that I say no to than those things that I actually do, because I understand the importance and the value of time. And this is all what it's about, that we need to stay focused on the purpose, the assignment that we've been called to. And so you have to be driven by purpose. Appreciate the journey that you're on, whatever that may look like, because this is the thing. No journey is perfect, but appreciate the journey that you're on. Appreciate right where you are in your progression on your journey, knowing that where you are is always subject to change. You're not going to stay right where you are. Hopefully, we are constantly evolving, moving, growing, because that is the cycle of life, that we should be actively engaging, moving, executing, doing, progressing. That is how life has been designed. That we are multiplying, that we are doing, that we, so being fruitful on our journey. So appreciate the journey that you're on. And that's one of the things that as I was doing my I am today, in my time of reflecting and understanding this power of the pause that we're talking about. And I want to remind you, maybe you're just tuning in and you didn't hear the beginning. I want to remind you that we said that there is great value in the pause. Why? Because when we can learn to pause, pausing allows growth to catch up with us. It allows us to have that opportunity to see and to reflect and to gain insight and wisdom, as we spoke about earlier. I'm not going to go through all of the different bullets that we discussed on the power of pausing. If you missed it, the archives are always available for you. But this insight that we gain in that reflecting is so key, because it allows us to expand our capacity of appreciating where we are in our journey, which is exactly what we just spoke about. That I can honestly say that I appreciate the journey that I'm on. Is it perfect? No. Am I exactly where I thought I would have been? No. Have I accomplished all that I want to accomplish? No. Nevertheless, I can still appreciate the journey that I'm on, understanding that this journey, it's a progress, it's a process, and that I'm continuing to progress through my journey. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I'm clear on where I am. May not be where I want to go, but I'm definitely not where I used to be. And so I can appreciate the journey that I'm on. One of the things that I've realized that I am, I'm speaking of Coach Adams, this is a reflection of Coach Adams that I'm sharing with you live on the airwaves, Motivational Mondays, because these areas that I have identified that I am, these are areas that relate to any of us that we should look at. And one of the things that I realized that, is that I have been made to motivate and inspire others. Hence, Motivational Mondays. That's who I've been created to be. Who have you been made to be? You must identify that if you have not already done so. You have to identify that. So I have been made to motivate and inspire others. You know, one of my taglines, I am one who inspires others. And it's interesting, when I was on my journey of discovery, I remember going back to my elementary, junior high, and high school friend, Bestie, and I
said, you know, I asked her, I said, what do you see as my natural gifts? Da, da, da. We went on this whole journey together. And she said, you know, you've always had the ability, the capacity to motivate others. It was like you were a cheerleader for them, and you could, you know, you could say the words that would inspire someone. Now, this was at a time before I even had the title of coach. I didn't have it. But I was on the journey of discovery, and I found it very interesting and profound that that was something that she indicated that she saw in me. What do others see in you? Do you know what you were made to do, to be your essence of who you are? I'm made to motivate and inspire. And lastly, and I'm going to give you some thoughts to consider to take you deeper. And again, this is Coach Adams' reflection. As it turns out, I use the term Coach Adams, and each of these is based on one of the letters in Coach Adams, the I am of Coach Adams, where she is today. The other is that she is satisfied in Christ. Now, you may not be a believer. You may not be, quote-unquote, religious. You may not have faith. That's okay. This is me. I'm sharing me with you. I am satisfied in Christ. I know that that is my anchor, that without Christ, I cannot accomplish anything. Just me. Now, this may not be your story. You may be of a different belief, and that's okay. That's your right. I'm sharing with you that faith for me is key. And so I am in this place, in this season of my life, that I can honestly say with an earnest heart that I am satisfied in Christ. Can you say that you're satisfied on your journey where you are? Because if you're not satisfied, then you need to step back and identify why. Why am I not satisfied? And that why I'm not satisfied is so important because it is so key to ask the right questions. And so often we don't ask the right questions because we don't know the questions that we should be asking. But you should really drill down and identify, you know, hey, what is my biggest asset? Do you know your biggest asset? My biggest asset is exactly what I just shared with you, what I'm made to do, and that is to motivate and inspire others. That is a great asset for me. I can tell you many others, but what is your asset? Do you know what that looks like for you? Because that's a part of when you take this imposed pause, because we're talking about the power of pause, and we're talking about the importance of reflecting. As I'm celebrating my birthday today and life and all of that, and I went through this process, and I don't just do it on this given day. I do it as a regular part of my journey. But I'm sharing with you what the insight that I gained today as I took the time to be intentional and do that, really see things from a different point of view today. And so you have to look at what is your best. Do you know what that looks like? Do you know what your biggest liability is? Do you know what that looks like for you? Because so often it's been stated that we should focus on our assets, our strengths. Woo-hoo! Just work on that. Look at that. But we don't take the time to look at what are the liabilities, what are those weak spots that I need to grow in? Because we should continuously be growing so that we can be stronger, better, greater. So, personal awareness question number one is exactly what we said. Do you know your asset, your biggest asset? The other is, do you know your liabilities, as I just shared? Are you aware of those areas? And I intentionally was pausing because I wanted you to, in that moment, to be processing.
I know I give you so much richness of information, but this information is to stimulate you to process further and to move so that you get more tools in your toolbox that now support you in closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. What is the greatest area that you need to grow in? Your best habit, your worst habit. What does that look like? Because when you work on and understand your best habits and you improve in those worst habits, again, you're now moving to a greater, higher, better version of yourself. And we should constantly be evolving and growing to be a greater version of ourselves. And that's what today was about for me, taking the time to say, where do I need to focus in on so that I can be a greater version of myself? What are those areas that I should continue to illuminate? Because the word that God gave me for 2021 was radiate. It's so interesting. I was sharing that with one of my clients in my coaching practice, and she said, "Coach Adams, you already radiate." And I told her what I believe God revealed to me around that word for me is that I would move and navigate with greater intentionality. Yes, I radiate. It happens, but being more intentional around the opportunities that I have to really shine and to really radiate and to be a beacon of light at a time when so many are feeling hopeless, that in some way I would be a beacon of light bringing hope and radiate because of who is at my core. As I stated, I am satisfied in Christ. That's my story. I approve this message. I'm sticking to it. It is amazing how quickly time flies. I'm going to give you an opportunity. We have a few moments left in today's broadcast. If you would like to play in Coach Adams' sandbox, if you want to jump in, you have a question, a comment, we are now coming to our line. This is the time in our program when we give you the opportunity. We invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 519-374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, I'm going to continue to share some thoughts with you because I have a question for you. We're talking about the power of a pause. We're talking about the importance of reflection. And I have to ask you, do you have a personal development plan? Do you have a personal development plan that supports you in being able to position yourself for continued growth? If you do not, I have a great opportunity for you, and most people don't. And I want you to know that I would love to partner with you and lock up with you, sync up with you in a personal relationship on a coaching level through my Winner Circle. My Winner Circle is a personal and professional lifestyle growth plan that includes, oh my gosh, it includes so much. But let me just give you a couple of highlights. We come together twice a month. We have monthly empowerment coaching and strategic planning sessions, monthly Ask Coach Adams Q&A discussions. In addition, there are going to be special guests and customized areas, private Facebook for group for the members. You receive different various things in, as it relates to continuing your journey. I mean, it's just so much richness. I don't want to get into all those details. If you are interested in 1 year of coaching and putting together
your personal and professional lifestyle growth plan and linking up with like-minded individuals, the Winner's Circle is for you. It's $4.99 for one full year of coaching. And if you're celebrating your birthday in the month of March with yours truly, Coach Adams, I'm going to give you a special empowerment gift off of yours. So give our team a call at 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. I have a full circle of coaching empowerment to support you, masterminds, private masterminds. Our next mastermind is starting at the start of May. So if you want more information on everyone, communicate, view, connect, let us know. That's coming up next, the next mastermind that we have available for you. Oh, the material is so rich. I really love it. But as we close out today, we're getting to that place. I want to just remind you of where we've been and give you one or two other thoughts to ponder. As you are on your journey of growing in your personal awareness and taking the time to ask yourself the right questions and this power of the pause and reflection. So I want you to think about what brings you the greatest fulfillment. What makes you feel fulfilled? What really makes your heart sing? You know, I can honestly say doing what I do brings me great fulfillment. And, you know, it's sometimes I'm like, wow, did I do that? Because of what people share and what they gain. But I'm being who I'm created to be. And that's the power of living life on purpose and living a life that is driven by purpose, that you are fulfilling the assignment that you've been called to. So do you know what brings you fulfillment? Do you know? Do you even understand where you need to grow? Do you understand where you need to grow? One of the questions that I threw out there was, do you even know you? If you don't, you need to go on a journey of discovery. You really do. So that you can gain the insight that you need to live life on purpose that will be so much more fulfilling for you and bring about significance because you are completing your assignment. You are aligned with your assignment. You know, when I wasn't feeling fulfilled in my life, it was the season in which I was in real estate and I was not aligned with who I've been created to be. Naturally, I was doing certain aspects of that, but I was not driven by purpose. As I shared, and I'm often sharing this very transparently, that journey for me was all about the money. It was just about the money, the trappings of life, getting the bigger house and the cars and the this and the that, the things, the trinkets. But it wasn't about purpose. And I didn't have fulfillment, and I was feeling frustrated. And I don't want that for you. And I want you to know that coaching is truly a game changer. It is a game-changing place. So you need to make that today. Again, don't hesitate to give our team a call, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101 to learn more. And so I encourage you to seek to know yourself better than anyone else because that is the key to you, to me, to us reaching our full potential, when you make that connection, when you unlock that code of purpose in your DNA. And so as we close out today, I want you to know that it would be an honor for me to be on your team when I coach my clients win, and I want to do that for you. I want to support you in making a game-changing play today so that you can win and move to the next level on your journey. So be in touch with us. We hope that you will tune in to Motivational Mondays and calendar it every Monday. Plug it in. Plug it in. We are here every Monday. Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by
Inspired Media for you. This is Coach Allen signing off for now. This is all the time that we have. I coach and you win. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to having you share with us on next week.